Van Harps in most people's eyes would probably be the firm favourites for automatic relegation next season, even if that was just one club going down. The only thing that we can say at this stage is that these negotiations appear to be ongoing. There were discussions yesterday and they're continuing today, and it's very much a wait and see situation now for Harps.
Jeremy, there's a lot of clubs that's not happy with this situation if it is forced through. And the clubs are also not happy with the system that was put in place to get this proposal on the table.
Well, apparently this is something that's happened via the Premier Clubs Alliance. It's a body that represents the 12 Premier Division clubs. And discussions took place within that body about, you know, suggestions that perhaps they might change from a 12-team league to a 10-team league. Apparently, a vote was taken at that, and whatever was the outcome of that vote, you know, I'm hearing that possibly not all 12 clubs were represented at that vote, and then things changed in the days after that, which led to the situation where a proposal now has been made by this Premier Clubs Alliance to the FAI, indicating that they, as a body, would be in favour of a change, which, by all accounts, is something that the FAI might like to look at themselves. So it's suiting certain individuals, perhaps, Oisin, and suiting certain clubs as well. Obviously, this is something that's not going to suit all clubs. Among them would be Finn Harps. And we've got to remember as well that, you know, the First Division clubs haven't had a say in this as yet, that we understand. This is something that has been pushed by the Premier Clubs Alliance. The First Division clubs will be affected by this because you got to look at their own situations. You know, there are big clubs there, the likes of Waterford United, Longford Town and Wexford Youth, both just relegated from the top division, and others as well, who would feel that they, you know, would like to think that they could push on and maybe get promotion back into the Premier Division. So their situation and their efforts are going to be made all the more harder if changes that are being proposed are actually agreed.
These changes could be confirmed later today or indeed tomorrow, but let's get a reality check, Dermot, on this. If these changes are put through, what Van Harps have to do if they want to stay up? The first thing it is increase the budget. And as we know, financially, Van Harps, there's not too much spare cash running about at the moment.
There's not. It's going to be hugely difficult, Oisin. You were speaking on Sport this morning on the Wednesday morning bulletin about just the challenges that the Ollie Horgan side will face to try and stay in the top division. If three teams are going to be going down, that battle is going to be all the harder. And it's worth remembering as well that there are other clubs in the Premier Division who are going to be in bother too. Clubs with bigger budgets than Van Harps and bigger supporter space perhaps. And they're going to be involved in this battle to avoid the drop. So it's not going to be something that's going to suit everybody. But Van Harps, yeah, they're going to face a real, real battle next season if three teams are going to be automatically relegated.
Well, it's going to suit the Dublin clubs better than it's going to suit the rest of them. Is that a fair enough assessment of what we're looking at now? Because there seems to be a lot more money around the clubs based out of Dublin.
Yeah, that would be pretty accurate, all right, you know. But that said, you know, there are other clubs who have big budgets as well. Galway United, we're told, are going to have a big budget in place for 2017. What about Derry City? How are they going to feel about this? Sligo Rovers as well. I mean, the feeling is that the Dublin clubs, they just don't want these journeys. They don't want to be travelling to a place like Finn Park twice in the season. They prefer to have these Dublin derbies. The feeling is that would generate a lot more interest around Dublin. Though those that are against these proposals would say, you know, do you want to be playing in a 10-team league? How many times are clubs going to play each other during the season? Are they going to have to play each other four times? You know, is that something that's going to be of interest to supporters? It's a debate that's out there, Oisin. It's been discussed many times over the seasons. But these proposals seem to be something that are being strongly considered at FAI level, and they're very close to being agreed.
Yeah, and again, we'll just reiterate, we're waiting on these to be all finalised. But Jeremy, you mentioned First Division teams earlier in the piece. If this goes ahead, is the gulf and the gap then between the Premier Division and the First Division, it's big at the minute anyway, is that gulf going to get, that gap going to get even bigger?
You could say it is, Oisin. You look at what Limerick achieved this year as well to get to get out of the first division. I mean, they were streets ahead of anybody else with you know, in the first division, fighting for promotion back into the Premier Division. They were a Premier Division club playing in the first division last year. So that's another club that are way ahead of Harps in terms of playing budgets, in terms of structures off the field. So yeah, I mean, clubs like those that are in the first division, as well as the smaller clubs in the Premier Division, they are, you know, they are going to look at that gap, and we'll only see it getting bigger.